Back on the pregame show, I'm now joined by last night's starting pitcher, Kiefer Lord. And Kiefer, that was quite the night for you yesterday. 11 strikeouts, career high over four, really dominant innings. So how would you describe the way last night went for you?
It was just a blast. It was super fun. Felt relaxed, felt confident. Anytime you can go out there and strike a bunch of people out, it's just super fun.
You struck out the first six batters of the game, and it felt like you struck out multiple guys twice. So what's it like out there when you're throwing and guys are just swinging and missing left and right?
It just feels like I can do no wrong, basically. It's just like I said, it's super fun. That's when baseball's the most fun.
And this has been a great start for you overall this season because you've consecutively put together some really good starts. So how would you describe these first few outings for you this season?
I feel like I'm getting more and more confident with each outing, which has kind of been the goal for like the spring training through like the start of the season. Because I had a couple outings last year where I didn't feel super comfortable, still kind of getting my feet underneath me, and in pro ball just having taken so much time away. So yeah, I just feel like I'm getting more and more confident with each outing.
And you talked about it a little bit, but drafted back in 23, had Tommy John surgery in 24, so you've spent a lot of time on the shelf, and this is really the first time you've entered a season fully healthy. So how great has it felt for you to have full health right now and pitch the way you are because of it?
It feels so awesome to be fully healthy again. That experience of being injured for so long, it just made me appreciate what it's like to be able to play this game and to be healthy. I was just used to being injured for so long, and to finally be healthy, to feel like myself again, it just feels so good.
Now, what's that feeling for you when you know you have to have that kind of significant surgery? You're going to miss a lot of time, especially early in your career, and you're, you know, trying to move up the ranks, trying to get to Baltimore. What's it like trying to fight through that, or what's the feeling of taking in that news and realizing it's going to be a long recovery ahead?
It was really, really tough. Yeah, it just felt like I had this vision of like what I wanted my career to be when I got drafted, and it just took a complete turn, turned into something that I never would have expected, and it was a huge obstacle. But yeah, I put in a ton of work, had a lot of help from coaches, the rehab staff, and really just tried to make the most of that year and a half or so where I wasn't able to play, but I was still able to train, get stronger, work on my pitch arsenal, and then just make the most of that time for my development and come back and be the best possible pitcher I can when I ended up getting fully healthy.
And you've got a pretty cool story behind you as well. You weren't highly recruited out of high school, and you taught yourself pitching mechanics during the COVID shutdown, which helped really speed up your velocity in a big way. So just talk me through that. What inspired you to look into mechanics like that, and how much did it really change your career?
Yeah, that was huge. That was like such a huge inflection point for my career. It's really what started everything off. So when COVID hit, I was a senior in high school, and had at that point I was throwing upper 70s, maybe low 80s, and had committed to a D3 school, Carleton College. And I was mostly chose that school for academics, wasn't even really thinking about playing pro baseball at all. Wasn't even close to good enough to even think about that. But then COVID hit, I had all this extra free time on my hands and knew I was playing in college, so I basically decided, hey, why not try to learn as much as I can about getting stronger, pitching mechanics, and just kind of see what I can do. And I made a ton of progress early on. I went from topping 81 to topping 90 in like 3 months, and that was super inspiring to me. So I just kind of kept going, kept learning as much as I could, applying that knowledge to myself. And eventually, by sophomore year, I had been up to 97, decided to transfer to Washington, and just continued developing, ended up getting drafted, which is, I had never thought that was going to happen in high school. So yeah, it was just a crazy, crazy time in my life, because just the trajectory of my career completely changed to something that I've never thought it was going to.
How much of a shock was that for you, in a sense, from going from a kid not recruited much out of high school, going to a D3 school in Minnesota, to ending up in the Pac-12 and a top 100 draft pick, going to the third round of the Orioles? Just the way you progressed like that, how big of a shock was that for you in your baseball career?
It was a huge shock, like I was just saying, and I think it was also a shock to like my friends and family, who like they knew I was a decent, you know, decent baseball player in high school, like could throw strikes, but wasn't anything special, really. All my friends and my family knew that I was, my career path that I was thinking about was going into computer science or something like that. And then just having this baseball thing just completely take off, it was a surprise to everybody, myself included.
And then lastly, when you did get that phone call from the Orioles, you're going to be drafted by them in the third round. How did that feel to know that all your hard work paid off to get you into the pro ranks now?
It was completely surreal. Yeah, I remember that moment. I have this video of my mom when it showed up on the TV. She did this like really like funny dance, like just jumping up and down. And I think that moment is, yeah, it was just a really, really cool moment.
Well, Kiefer, it's been very fun to watch you pitch. Great start to the season. Thank you so much for some time, and best of luck the rest of the way.
Thank you.
Pitcher Kiefer Lohr back with Starting Lineups and more after this on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.